beneath dusk.
Last episode, we talked about Herot, a weird passion project from a Czech developer. It's an old-school shooter inspired by the classics of the genre and the politics of its setting. Let's talk about its cousin from the US. Back in 2016, the indie games market looked pretty different. Retro games were still as big as ever, but they mostly riffed on old Nintendo. The games that got a lot of buzz were also pretty different. Some were low-stress, contemplative experiences like Abzu or Firewatch. Others were more character-driven stories like Valhalla and Oxenfree. Those that focused on engaging gameplay were still there, Darkest Dungeon, Factorio, Thumper, just to name a few, but they were more the exception than the rule. But over in the realm of expensive, high-budget AAA games, an old king was about to retake its crown. The 2016 reboot of Doom was enormous. Despite some shaky pre-launch marketing, it was a smash hit. The previous game, 2004's Doom 3, was more of a horror game, slow-paced, darker, less action-packed. The 2016 game walked that all the way back to the 90s. It was fast, it was loud, and it was fun. It helped kickstart the retro shooter trend that's still going on today. But it was just one note in that symphony of metal. 2017's Dusk is another note in that piece. The Doom reboot is slick and fantastical. Dusk is grittier. It almost looks like an exploitation movie. Like Herot, it deliberately mimics the visual style of the old games it's inspired by. Some of those influences are pretty obvious. Let's work our way through a couple of them. It's the first level. Our main character leaps off meat hooks in the basement of a dingy backwater country cult and starts killing leathernecks. We see one very clear influence immediately. Redneck Rampage.
I'm on you like steak on shit.
Redneck Rampage is maybe the fourth best game ever made in the Build Engine. That's not high praise, more an indictment of everything else ever made in it. We'll talk more about those other ones another time. The big thing that Dusk borrows from it is the look and feel of these early levels. Dusk's first act takes place in rainy, gray barns, churches, and caves in the countryside. It evokes memories of Redneck Rampage's goofy hillbilly hijinks, but distorted. Dusk's enemies aren't southern lawmen with silly accents. They're cultists who say the names of classic shooters when you get near them.
Blood.
Hey, that's another good one to talk about.
I live again.
Blood is easily the best Build Engine game, and this time it's not an underhanded compliment. It's a delicacy. Playing this after Redneck Rampage for this episode was like visiting a five-star restaurant after eating Taco Bell. Where Redneck Rampage is silly, Blood is edgy. It's full of references to old horror movies and the occult. The main character, Caleb, is an immortal gunslinger on a quest for revenge against an ancient god. It's a different kind of goofy. The tone is much more akin to what Dusk aims for, with cultists mouthing off at you as you fight while spooky music plays. Dusk has incredible music, by the way. Comes courtesy of Andrew Hulshult. He's a veteran of this genre. His stuff shows up in nearly every retro shooter that gets made. Dusk's soundtrack is mostly industrial metal stuff, more metal than industrial. This isn't Quake, or Herot for that matter, but the more low-key ambient tracks stand out to me as excellent. Let's check back in with that cultist from earlier, see if he's got anything more to say.
Heretic.
Ooh, that's another good one. Heretic Heretics may be the oldest game we'll talk about today. It's basically a mod for the original Doom, but it got a retail release back in the day. It's a full-on fantasy game. Your guns and chainsaws get traded in for magic wands and spellbooks. The demons replaced with knights and liches. It feels very old-school Dungeons & Dragons. Dusk borrows a lot from this in the later parts of the game. We'll touch more on that in a bit. The three acts of Dusk largely have their own separate casts of enemies, so I want to take a moment to talk about my favorite from the entire game. It shows up in Act 2, and it works great for a podcast like this because in order to know it's coming, you have to listen for it. I'll just play the audio from this part of the level. That's the Wendigo. The name comes from First Nations languages from around Eastern Canada and the US, the Algonquian language family. In actual First Nations culture, the Wendigo is an evil creature representing greed, hunger, and cannibalism. The visual design in the game is more reflective of today's Hollywood idea of the creatures, half-man, half-beast hybrids with antlers, than what the actual indigenous cultures believe. The heavy breathing and the noise they make when you finally find them and start to fight them is harrowing. Dusk has a lot of stellar sound design like that. A number of other standouts in this area are in the later parts of the game. Act 2 sees you taking on a military group that's apparently in league with the cult you deal with in the first act, in grim factories and military bases full of soldiers. Act 3, though, sees the game become fully fantastical. Cathedrals of stained glass full of supernatural monsters are the new normal. This is the part inspired by Heretic. Here's some more examples of that sound design I was talking about. The Wraith, a ghost thing with a sword that wails like a banshee when it comes at you. And the Horror, a freaky-looking lump of flesh that moves upsettingly fast and makes this horrible snapping noise when you kill it. Outside of the notable examples here, all the sounds in the game are to a high standard. They're all great. Here's the two shotguns for the dorks like me. The one you'll probably notice the most is the that comes out every time you jump. We haven't talked about it much because it's all over the game, but Quake is another major influence, and this is that showing through. We haven't talked about it much because it's all over the game, but Quake is another major influence on Dusk, and this is that influence showing through. There's a lot more we could talk about, but unfortunately, we're on a bit of a time limit here, and as I write this, I realize I may be pushing against it. Dusk is a game that wears its influences on its sleeve, but combines everything that helped to make it happen into something original, more than the sum of its parts. As a writer, it's something I find inspiring, and as a fan of the kinds of games that Dusk helped make more popular again, I'm grateful for it helping to shine a light on the independent scene, rather than letting the Doom reboot be a flash in the pan made by a big-budget studio with millions and millions of dollars. We'll talk next time about another game very obviously inspired by what came before and the hurdles it faced along the way. Dead Simple is written, produced, and narrated by Steve Berard. Music courtesy of Alibi Music, We Star Music, and Andrew Hallschult.